Preston and Steve Fun Size.
We have three of our favorite people here in the studio. They're homegrown, they're hardcore punk, and
we love them.
Their music is going to be in a movie very soon.
That's right.
Please welcome Brooke Morgan and Fiona. It's Froggy! Yay! Well, we already played this earlier, but I just figured I'd throw this in there. Morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Nice to see the three of you once again. So, yeah, did you hear us play the song earlier, the Friday song?
We did not.
You did not?
I heard it very in the distance.
In the distance. Okay.
Calling to you.
Yeah.
We do it every Friday.
Because at the end of that, Brooke, when you said, it's Friday, I'm like, you sealed the fate for that song to be played every Friday here on the radio show. Congratulations to both Brooke and Fiona. Just graduated from high school. So congrats. How was that? How did it go?
I went to North Penn High School, so it was painfully long because they said 1,011.
Wow.
It's a huge school.
It's a big class. That's like when I graduated. There were like 1,100 kids. It took for friggin' ever.
Yeah. How about you, Fiona? Was it all right?
It was great.
Yeah. Good for you.
I went and got ice cream. It was awesome.
What kind did you get?
I got peanut butter ripple.
That's my jam.
Yeah. I've been on a peanut butter and chocolate kick lately.
Like a Reese's Pieces.
Haagen-Dazs.
Okay. Oh, you are a Haagen-Dazs.
This is the best.
Fanatic.
Here's something that works. Especially if you're going to do a cone, do the peanut butter ripple on the bottom.
Okay.
Banana ice cream on the top. If they have banana ice cream.
It's like a peanut butter nanner sandwich.
It is.
That's like what Elvis used to have. That's why he had such an impacted colon when he died.
Yeah. All right. So high school's over. That's great. Morgan, you graduated last year,
yes,
right?
Correct.
Okay. So now everybody's out. We're done with that.
Thank God.
What's going on this summer? What are the plans? I mean, obviously you guys are going to be gigging, right?
Going on lots of vacations.
Yeah.
Really?
We need it. Should I just drop the news now about our album?
Yes.
Yes,
all right.
Do it.
All right. We want to hear it.
Drum roll. This is dramatic. All right. Please take it away, Morgan. What's the announcement?
Our album, Harmburger, will be out August 1st on all platforms.
There you go.
Harmburger.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we just kind of, we're like, we don't know the name. And then I think it just kind of came as a joke, just like our band name.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, that's perfect. So,
Harmburger is perfect. I love it. How many songs?
Eight.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
I love that about you guys. It seems like several of the things, like what was corn chowder? What is that? What the Spanish word for corn chowder?
Yes.
What is it?
Sopa de elote.
Yeah, and that's you guys just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Well, that's it. You guys are funny. That's very cool. It occurs to me the last time we saw you was at the barbecue, which was so awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you guys had a real deal mosh pit going on in front of the stage, and it was really cool. Any takeaways? Anything you remember from that? Just besides the huge audience watching you.
It was awesome. It was cold out.
Definitely remember.
Oh, I was freezing. Yeah. But no, that was incredible. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you had, so I got an email from a guy. You guys were telling me about this gig at the MM Barbecue, the Froggy Prom. I got an email from a guy who tore his bicep. Did you hear about that?
I heard about it.
Right.
I heard the shard out.
Yeah. So a guy said he was at the Froggy. And I assume he was just like rocking really hard, and that's what happened.
I remember because I saw his Instagram post and I was like, oh, I remember that guy. Because I remember he went up to me, he's like, this is awesome. He was having a great time. I had no idea that he got like.
Yeah,
injured.
We have no idea. I mean, nothing like, there wasn't like an ambulance on scene. It's just like we saw it through Instagram. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
You know what's wild is it's funny because people were aware of you and they were there and they you could see within seconds, they were like, oh. This is the real deal. And then his head started bopping and Preston, you jumped him on stage, started doing the
headbang.
Yeah,
absolutely. Get up on stage. That was awesome, man. All right, so the new album comes out in August. 8 songs on that. It's not going to include 7-Eleven Nachos and the other ones you guys had out.
Oh,
this is all new material.
I mean, we have Preston and Steve on there, right?
No.
Yeah, I was going to freak out if that was the case, but I couldn't see. That would probably
we wouldn't hold you to that.
No, yeah. You don't need to put that on an album. But what are some of the tracks? You've released a couple of songs, right?
Yeah, Stupid Rich Boy and Jimmy's Song will be on there.
And then, should I say some of the other ones?
Yeah, sure.
So we have this song called Spring Fever that we play live. People really like one called Ripping My Skin, one called... Tigress.
Yeah. And then Senior Citizen.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one. You guys will like that. That's my favorite.
Oh, really? Is it about old people or is it about seniors in high school?
It's about old people.
We don't like old people.
That's a joke. There's legal reasons.
Right, where did you record the album?
At our friend's house. His name is Charlie Fiasco.
He's got a stage name.
Yeah.
So this is very cool. And as you said, a lot of people who are listening to the show are Froggy fans now, so they're going to get that. But you also have, what's this? You have this gig coming up right now. Is it this weekend?
Yep, it's tomorrow. We have it at Philomoka. It's the
summer soiree.
Yes.
And you guys mentioned this place a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, we love Philomoka so much. Awesome. But this was our rescheduled New Year's Eve show with Joe Jack Talcum and the other people. It's now a new lineup in between us.
They added, there's a bunch of people just doing like one-off bands, like Marissa Paternoster from Screaming Females is making a little band with some really cool ladies. And then there'll be Vixen 77's band called At Night. And we're going to have cassettes there, which we've never had cassettes before. Yes.
I saw a picture of that. So you're actually selling cassettes of the new album?
No, it's since everything was like planned last year, it's like, I don't remember what song it is.
I think it's just the EP. It's like New Year's Eve theme still.
Is it? It's for New Year's Eve. You never got to give them out on New Year's Eve. All right, there we go.
So they say New Year's Eve 2021.
Well, that just seems like a quirky joke. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Very cool. So, all right, and do you get along well with the other bands and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's a good camaraderie.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time. Joe Jack Talcum, I love that guy. I've met him a bunch of times, and every time I meet him, I'm like, do you remember me?
He's awesome.
Are you guys the youngest of the bands that you normally play with?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Always.
I remember sometimes if they don't know us, we get a crowd just because they're like, are they 15? Like, how old are they? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. But and again, all you got to do is go see them, and you'll see that you guys really, you do the real deal. So,
yeah. And hey, are we getting the recorded version of the President Steve song?
Yeah, we sent it. Recorded, mastered, mixed.
Okay, we have it. I haven't heard it yet.
We have not. We wanted to hear it on air.
All right, so the one that we play on Fridays was We Were at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah.
And we had Froggy come down and play live. And we had initially talked to them a while back. And we're like, would you write a song for us? They said, yeah, oh my God, yeah. And they debuted it. We recorded it. I think it sounds great.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
The way that it is. So, but this is in the studio, right?
Yeah. This is all fancy and clean.
Yeah. Completely finished.
All right, all 47 seconds of it. Here we go.
Do you remember, Preston, we were out when they were playing, and you guys really, we were cranking.
Oh,
and we were standing up in front of the speakers. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
It jumped up another level. It was wild.
All right, so we get questions all the time. What are the lyrics to that song?
Oh, yes. I want to be the connoisseur. Bizarre Files got all the lore. No school for me, Mom. I don't want to go. I just want to listen to the radio. Preston and Steve.
No sad, bro.
Yeah, no sad, bro. No sad, no sad, bro. And it's then
Friday.
It's Friday.
That's okay. It. That's great.
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
So Kevin Smith announced that they were going to release the trailer for Clerks 3. Do you have any indications on when the actual film is going to come out?
No idea.
No idea.
How exciting is that?
I mean, that's still blows me.
It's unbelievable.
I cannot believe it.
It never sunk in for me.
It doesn't feel real, honestly.
I won't until I see it.
Yeah. At some point, you'll be sitting in the theater.
Oh.
You'll hear your freaking song as part of the soundtrack.
Do you know, is it 7-Eleven Nachos that's playing?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. So did you just send music over, or did you meet him or anything like that?
We just sent music over, and then we found out that it's going to be in the film. And, like, I guess the most that we found out was your interview with him.
Yeah.
About it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's, like, prominent. It's not going to be in the background.
No.
Like, I don't even know what to do. That's insane.
I would love to meet him.
Yeah. I would love to meet him, yes.
Every time he does a meet and greet, I'm like, I can't afford it.
Well, he comes in here. You'll come in. Yeah. We'll do that on air. We'll do the great meeting on air with Kevin and you guys.
If he's out this way, we'll definitely have you guys in.
He comes in a lot. Yeah.
Cool. Morgan, Marissa was telling me something. I don't know where she saw it. Maybe it was on social media that you said you recently learned how to really scream or something like that.
Yeah, kind of. So I got the general idea of it, like how to do it, what part of your voice does it. I need to perfect it. It doesn't sound like 100% the best, but I'm getting there. I always wanted to do like those hardcore screams that's just more than like
yeah.
Like, I just want to really go for it, and like especially with all the metal I listen to, it's like I want to emulate some of it.
No, it's hard. And we've talked about we've talked to artists over the years who and Preston being a musician and having been in a band, you know, we find it hard to wrap our minds around performing in concert, blowing it out that way all the time and still managing to keep your voice.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, when I do like the grit kind of stuff, and I grew up doing that when I'd perform at School of Rock.
What is that? What's the grit? Is that the...
Yeah. I didn't just blow anyone ears out.
And so there's a fine line between you having your voice do the work and letting the microphone do the work as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah. But it's also just like making sure you keep up your voice. That's the biggest thing you can do. So drinking a lot of... I used to drink... I need to drink more water before gigs. But if I knew I was going to pull the grit out, I would just drink so much water. It's very, very helpful. And sleeping, which a lot of people don't do.
It's wild. The regimen. We just had John Anderson on from Yes.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so his register is very... an alto... What is he? An alto...
I've forgotten. He's way up there.
But he's way up there. So he's in his 70s, and his voice has not degraded at all because he's always been at that register.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of the band from Mexico that were here, the three.
The Warning.
The Warning.
The Warning.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with them?
I am.
They've got some, they were really yelling.
Yeah.
I mean, hitting these really, I'm like, how long? Well, the lead singer, she couldn't do it. So the drummer sang that morning. We're like, you can sing like that too?
That's your drummer?
But you gotta be careful when you're doing all that.
Yeah. And so, and it wasn't until recently with like, I didn't know that Aretha Franklin, you know, one of the greatest singers ever, she, prior to concerts, like her hotel room would be like a sauna. It would be like a steam bath. And I had no idea like how important the warmth and humidity was to her voice. And I don't know if that's the same thing for you.
Yeah, that I don't usually do that, but that does help. It's just you have to figure out what's best for your voice and also your schedule. Because sometimes I'm like, you know, driving up to or driving down the Philly, and then it's like, oh, I have this amount of time to get ready. I cannot eat greasy food, or I will just burp every 10 seconds. That's the biggest thing.
No, we were just in the green room. You guys were in the green room, and we were talking about eating before a gig. It's like eating, I don't know. Some people can. I don't get that.
Some people can. Yeah. I mean, if I have to eat, I'll stick to, like, salads. Just so, like, I don't burp. And then I can eat whatever I want after the gig.
There you go.
I was reading, we got a little information on you guys. Brooke, you went to Jamaica not that long ago. Are we going to hear reggae influences in Froggy's music now?
So actually, we went on a tour one day, and our tour guide was like asking us all about our lives. And then I was just like, oh, I'm in a band. He was like, are you serious? So I showed him Froggy, and then he insisted on playing every single Froggy song during our tour.
What?
And then he was like, you got to get, like, some Jamaica influence in here. And he was, like, telling all these people about us. And I was just like, maybe we'll play in Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope so.
I'd love to see you play, like, one of the old resorts, like, you know, Couples in a Grill or something.
Yeah. And then about Fiona, I also read that you have posted a collection of art pieces on Instagram. You're an artist as well?
Yeah. I did AP art this year, and it was really hard, but it was it was cool. Yeah. The whole, like, thing where you decide, like, a sustained investigation, so you make a bunch of art pieces about one theme.
Okay. Ah!
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So will you use some of that for maybe cover art for, you know, you got, or maybe your shirts and things like that?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I think you should.
People always ask about your merchandise too. Do you guys have shirts?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we brought shirts for you guys today.
There's something else you guys have.
It'll be like Nikki Sixx.
Oh yeah. So we've recently come out with our own soda through Round Guys Brewery in Lansdale. So I brought a bunch for everybody today.
That's awesome.
No, I legit thought it was beer, and I was like, "How do these girls walk at 21?"
Yeah, we have our beer, our own brand of meth.
Yeah. What kind of soda is it?
Pink lemonade.
Yep.
Oh,
okay. It's all natural, no flavor.
Can I try one right now?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And are you guys on the can? Is that are those renderings of you guys?
No. He's just the dude. Okay. Yeah. Skateboarding.
I got to design the can, which I was very excited about.
It's really cool.
But that's awesome. How did that happen with Round Guys?
Did they
approach you?
So basically, it's a little bit of a long story, but I'll shorten it. Okay. So, they're from Lansdale, and Lansdale used to have like a really thriving music scene, and it's still really good, but like. There used to be this venue under Round Guys everybody would go to called the Underground.
Yeah, so there's actually a tunnel that goes under the street to the other place.
Yeah.
Across the street. I've been there, yeah.
And I've just always been around those people and always just been familiar with everybody. So they were just like, how would you guys like to make a soda? Like the one guy, Scott, was like, I'm dabbling in making soda, like I know how to do it, and like we want to expand like what we do. And they were just like, "What flavor do you want?" And they sent us this website, and it was like a thousand million flavors.
Yeah.
And we were just like,
"Yeah." We're like, "I don't know."
But through like taste tests and design and stuff, it just finally came out.
It was a long process, though. Yeah. We were like for like months. We were like, "I just want it. I want to drink it."
Yeah,
so good,
right.
Please.
They had us do ice creams a couple ice cream flavors for Bassett's, and it's like. It's like, if I can only make my own flavor. And then when you're given the chance to make your own flavor, you're like, what the hell do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I love it, man. It's really good. I'm tasting it right now.
This is really good.
Yeah.
A little tequila, it would be awesome.
That's what everyone says.
We've been told tequila and vodka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not together, probably.
Yeah, not at the same time.
I mean, you can try it.
You could try that. That's cool. Yeah. Well, good for Round Brothers. I went to a drag show there one time. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They still do that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
I want to go. I've never been. I need to go.
So people can get the froggy soda at Round Guys?
Yeah, so at Round Guys or Evolution Candy in Doylestown.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I think there will be more places soon, but that's so far.
That's really good.
Figuring it out.
That is yummy. Excellent.
So while we have you guys here, why don't we give out your Instagram so people can contact you? It's for the band, it's Froggy the Band, but you girls should give out your own Instagram account so people can follow you.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
Mine's Morgan S. McLean. You can find our personals probably through Froggy.
Probably very easy.
There you go. It makes it easier, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Go Froggy. Do your research.
Yeah. Froggy the Band.
Come on, get off their backs.
All right, so the gig is tomorrow. It is the Punk News Summer Soiree at Philomoka, and that is, what time are you guys going on, do you know?
You better be in a prime spot.
Yeah. I think it's around 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. I think it's like 8:15 or something. Because somebody commented and asked.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
So be there.
excellent. Well, thank you guys for being here. And thank you for bringing us the new, more attitude version of our
of
song.
Of course.
And we really appreciate you doing that. It's a lot of fun. We'll keep playing it till you guys tell us to stop doing it.
We will never tell you to stop.
All right. Awesome.
And until we get a new one.
When the movie comes out.
Yes.
The Clerks film. And the trailer will be out next week. Wouldn't that be wild if it was in the trailer?
From what he says.
The song.
It very well might be. He was really enamored. Yeah, he really dug the song.
Oh, one more thing before we do wrap him. You guys can stay in here, but we're going to chit-chat about something else. Have you seen the Doctor Strange movie? The last Doctor Strange movie?
I don't think I
know.
Dude.
Then I need to tell them.
Yeah.
There are pizza balls in the movie.
No way.
For real.
Oh, my God. God.
There's a part where they're eating these pizza bowls, quite literally. So
they could have put that song in. Yeah.
No. All right. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Anytime. Froggy.
Froggy.
Morgan, Fiona, and Brooke.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.